Brothers and sisters, communion is that time that we as the body of Christ declares death. To the world is a mysterious sacrament. Ancient Romans decried it as cannibalism, while modern man shakes his head and calls it abuse, gruesome, and that it's insane to cling to an old rugged cross. The ancients were so averse, they didn't even utter the word in polite society. They didn't even utter it in impolite society. The law of Moses declared that anyone who died on a tree would be cursed, and the apostles confirmed this, that Jesus became a curse upon the cross for us. Yet it is our greatest hope. The Jews looked back at the Paschal Lamb and the Lord's deliverance from the oppression of Pharaoh, and now we celebrate the fulfillment of God's grace, his triumph over sin. And it was during the Jews' observance of the former that the Lord enacted his new covenant, promised in the writings of Jeremiah. We who deal with sin are redeemed. Our sins have found their judgment upon that cross. They don't have their power anymore. And while we memorialize Christ pouring of himself out to death, that the ignorant may inquire, and that we who often forget may remember, it can't be the end of it, brothers and sisters. For he is risen, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, he is crowned with glory. We join a joyous memorial, not some mournful wake. We at Whispering Pines practice open communion. That means if you're in good conscience of your salvation, please partake of that. I would ask our servers to... writing to the Corinthians, says this: "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was being betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper. 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes.'" Take and drink. Brothers and sisters, so let's look to our hope. Quoting Jesus: "Truly I say to you, I will never again drink this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink in the new kingdom of God." And after singing a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. And Dan, would you close this prayer?